Welcome to WMFO in Medford. It is 9:01. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. And DJ Rizzle King, we are back in the booth again.
It is good to be back after a how many month long hiatus?
It's been a 4 month hiatus, I believe. Four months without this station. And I am yearning to get going again.
Are you excited? We have a... Last year, we wondered why WMFO would even allow us to have our own show. We are ridiculous.
For many moons, we have wondered why we've been allowed to spray our voices throughout the universe.
All right.
Into the void. And yet, here we are with four trainees ready to go to train them for the future.
God help them all.
Exactly. So, WMFO is going downhill. Anyway, it's not. We're going to play one song, and then we're going to get our trainees on the air and everything, and we're going to get going. So this is Jump, way too early in the morning.
I get up. Maybe I had one chance and I lost it with you. We fell so hard with nothing to lose. I'll never love again. I'll never love you. 'Cause I gave my heart to a goddamn fool. I gave him everything. Now there's nothing left for you.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush, and all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then, all my dreams will come true, dear, there, and then I will make you my own. Anytime I touch you, you just tremble inside, and I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. Anytime I touch you, you just tremble inside, and I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love, my love, my love. I just want one more moon dance with you. Yes, I.
Over 1:11, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Grab your shotgun, cock it back. Shoot the sun until the sky is black. Now I sure hope that the sun got rhythm, cause he gon' dance when that music hit him. Like bang, 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 darkness falls. In the nighttime, I'm camouflaged. Now, I don't know who you are, but girl, I wanna know if you can move like this. And I don't know if you're gonna tell me, but I wanna know what your name is. And you gonna make me fall in love with you if you keep on shaking your hips. Now, can you do this? Can you do this? Like boom.
is mine. Now I don't know who you are, but girl, I wanna know if you can move like this. And I don't know if you're gonna tell me, but I wanna know what your name is. And you gonna make me fall in love with you if you keep on shaking your hips. Now can you do this? On the wall, did you come to dance at all? I'm watching you, girl, watching me. You got moves, then let me see.
Can you do this?
Can you do this, lady?
giving our blood on stage and pretending that we were famous while you were getting framed. And I'll come running straight to you.
So we just we played a lot of music just now. There's a lot going on in the studio.
You know, we were getting a lot of good training in.
We were getting lots of 30 minutes worth of good training in.
There was lots of learning, I think. Hopefully. I don't know. What do we think? What do we think?
A lot of learning.
So
that's an endorsement right there.
So much learning. Why don't we go around? There's a chance that mic isn't working, so if it's not,
we're gonna test it. This is part of the training. So does the mic work?
We're gonna go around. Why doesn't everybody say their name? And why you decided to join WMFO. So why don't we start here?
Okay, I'm Eliza, and I decided to join because it seemed super fun and cool. And
as a training exercise, we've learned that Mic 4 does not
Mic 4
work.
Mic 4 is
broken.
Okay. Hello, should I try again?
Yeah, let's try it again, okay. This time on Mic 3.
Okay, hello. Okay, so I'm Eliza, and I decided to join because, you know, it seems super cool and fun, and me and my friend Taylor, this is Taylor, say hello.
Hi.
Yeah, we wanted to start our own show. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So now, Taylor.
Hi, I'm Taylor. As Eliza said, we think we have fun things to say, and we enjoy music, so... Yes.
Nice. Moving around.
I'm Jake. I'm learning to be a DJ because I think it's a cool skill to have, and I'd like to play some music.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm learning to be a DJ right now under the stern but also welcoming, you know, wing of DJ Rizzle King here. He's teaching me a lot right now.
Sam is top 10 worst trainees of all time.
Yeah, I'm doing a terrible job. I didn't answer the phone. I had to make him do it. I didn't do anything at all. So, you know, I'm just here so that, you know, I quit actually.
Sam, let's move on to better trainees.
Okay,
please.
You're right. I'm going to get off there.
I'm Chrissy. I was introduced to WMFO by DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle last year.
Ooh, good DJ name.
Tried to do it in the spring, but it didn't work out. I'm just excited to play some music and talk.
And I'm Evelyn. Also got into this via DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle. I'm just here because I really like music, so I'm excited about playing some tunes on the radio.
Awesome.
Now, wow, DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle is really just bringing everyone. She's sprinkling DJs all over the place.
Ooh, good pun.
Nice. All right. We're a couple of minutes late, but we are back and rolling with another one of our segments from last semester.
For all of our zero returning listeners. Mm-hmm.
Well, also, they're all going to listen. Well, none of them are going to listen at Wednesdays at 1, but if they did, we wouldn't be there.
So 9:30. Wow, 9:30 feels weird.
It does.
That about sums it up. DJ Slips, would you like to get us going?
I would like to start summing it up right now. My That About Sums It Up came very recently, too recently for my liking, in fact, when at 1:45 in the morning, the fire alarm went off last night, and everybody, all like 150 people who live in the dorm, had to just go outside and hang out for 10 minutes while the fire department walked in with axes, and we smelled something that was burning, and then it was just fine. So, you know, that about sums it up, because it was terrible, but it was fine.
You know, I was, my that about sums it up is rather different. You know, we've had some nice days, actually,
mm-hmm.
in the last couple of weeks.
It's been good.
Mm-hmm. And I felt on Sunday, it was, you know, I deserve this. I worked hard this week. I deserve an ice cream.
Mm.
And I went, and I was down on Newberry Street, and I got my ice cream.
Okay.
And I take 3 steps outside of the ice cream shop, and it just, imagine comically slowly, the whole thing just falls off the cone and falls on the ground. And I just stood there and stared at it for a minute.
Wow.
And just contemplated life.
Can I tell you that this reminds me of my third proudest moment in life? When I was standing in the McLean Baskin Robbins, okay? It's also a Dunkin' Donuts, but I was getting Baskin Robbins, and I had my cone, and like a proud 12-year-old that I was going to finish all 2 scoops, and then I licked it, and it just fell, the top scoop tumbling through the air at the speed of gravity, or the speed of acceleration of gravity, and I caught it in my hand.
Okay, so let's unpack that really quickly. One, you're a nerd.
Yes.
Two, Sam peaked at 12 years old, for
that
those who didn't know. And three,
saying,
that about sums up that 1 week of your 12-year-old life.
Exactly. But now we're going to move on to some of our trainees. Would anyone like to sum up their week with an anecdote?
You are more than welcome to or to not. Ooh.
I had a terrible but fine experience as well. Last night, I was in the stacks of the library. I've never gotten a book from the stacks of the library. So I walked back and forth about 10 times trying to find the section. And then neither of the books that I was looking for were there. And then I went to go see because one of the books was on reserve. And I got the book. And it wasn't the right one. So, yeah, ooh, that about sums up my week. So I didn't do any of those
readings.
That's
unfortunate.
That is a perfect that about sums it up.
Wow.
Would anyone else like to sum up their week? Or should we just go back?
It can be good. It can be bad. It can be neither.
You know, next week someone's going to be like, well, my week was started last week when I trained with these 2 idiots on air.
And they were just rambling for 10 minutes.
They were just rambling for 10 minutes on the air, and they thought it was funny.
Well, we can assure you it's not funny, but we joke that we scream into the void because mm-hmm. nobody listens to this show.
Yeah,
but if you are, welcome. Thank you.
It's definitely a joke. It's not true. It's not true at all. Right?
Sam is crying.
Right, Mom?
For our listeners. All right, let's get back to some music. Here's some Dolly Parton. If I can get it to play.
We're training too.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Devotion, you would think that I would deserve a better promotion. dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
All right, that was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. And before that was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton from Deadpool 2. Who knew?
Yeah. It's also not from Deadpool 2.
Well, that was... Anyway, it is 9:43, which I know is a little bit early. I'm sorry if we've upset any of our hardcore fans.
I know that some people have their alarm set for 9:45:45. So that, oh, sorry, 9:44:45.
9:44:45.
Tune in right away and listen to Sweatpants or Real Pants, but we're going to do it a little bit early.
And for that, we need our backing track.
Oh, yes.
Which
that we do.
I hope I am remembering the right song.
It would be really awkward if you played the wrong song, because we've listened to it for a year now.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Sam, why don't you get us started while
all right.
I cue up the song?
I'm just going to start with my Sweatpants or Real Pants. This segment is Sweatpants or Real Pants, where we talk about if we're wearing sweatpants or real pants and the implications therein. So today, I am wearing sweatpants, but I'm wearing a collared shirt.
So that doesn't exactly make it better.
It doesn't. I'm not at a net zero. I'm obviously in the red still, but I am wearing a collared shirt. And I almost wore Sperry's today because with the sweatpants and my collared shirt. But then I thought that my pants
would
get confused. I thought they'd be like, what's going on? Like, everyone else is dressed up. I'm the only one who's dressed down. I didn't want them to feel out of place. So I put on sneakers.
Good.
What about you, DJ Rizzleking?
I am the proud bearer of real pants this fine Thursday morning.
I'm proud of you, man. This is early. This is tough.
I am in... I came so close. Sweatpants were in my hand. Ooh. And the only thing that motivated me to put on real pants is like, I know Sam is going to be wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
And we need to have some variety for our first show.
Well, I'd like to tell you of a story that happened to me yesterday where I put on sweatpants yesterday, and then I actually took them off, and then I put on khakis and a sweater and real shoes. And it was kind of whiplash. Like, if you'd watched an ESPN video of me getting dressed in the morning, you would have been like, whoa, where did that come from? It came out of nowhere.
All right.
I was even
That's
surprised.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I was totally shocked. And now, trainees.
Sweatpants or real pants to our trainees?
I'm wearing shorts.
Whoa!
Oh, you see, it's interesting because we never actually...
Because it's always so dark and cold around here.
Yeah, and also we got our show before it was...
After it was acceptable to wear shorts.
Yeah, it was too cold to wear shorts, so this is interesting. You've broken the system. Anyway, you're wearing shorts.
Yes.
Are they the equivalent of sweatpants or the equivalent of real pants?
That's the other thing. It's like they're kind of... they have pockets, but you could work out in them.
Ooh.
They could be either. So I just
real
I think
pants.
I really
they are
just
real
broke
pants.
The system completely.
Real pants.
All right. Who else would like to? You're obviously welcome not to, but we would love to have people share their lower body wear experiences today. I could not have made that weirder.
I'm wearing real pants, but I have to say it's Thursday. It's the first time this week that I've worn real pants. So, kind of a big day, you know?
Well, congratulations. Thank you for sharing your big day with us.
Thumbs up your week.
There you go.
Okay. I'm wearing leggings, which I'm pretty sure are not real pants.
I hate to break it to you. Those are sweatpants.
those are, the judges decided.
But you know, I was like,
not real
wear
pants.
Leggings because you'll go to the gym and work out after this because, you know, gonna priorities, I guess.
Okay, at least that's better than Sam. I don't think know what the word gym means.
I went to many gyms this year, the general interest meetings, and I was present at many, and was equally tired afterwards.
I mean, I guess that counts.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Don't inflate his ego. Okay.
It definitely counts.
I'm wearing leggings too, so that's not real pants. But this is the first time this week that I've worn leggings.
That is something.
So that's pretty good.
The other 3 days were sweatpants, right?
No, okay. No, they were real pants.
The other 3 days were real pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is acceptable. And we have one more trainee.
I'm also wearing shorts, but
they're
real people shorts.
Real? Ooh, they're real pant, real shorts.
Real pant, real shorts.
Wow.
We had good variety.
That's good variety. Damn,
excellent
happy with that
variety.
One. Exactly.
All right, we have about 15 minutes left of the show. Let's get a little bit more music, and we're going to do a little bit more training.
A little bit more music and a lot more training.
All right. But for now, here is more Too Many Zoos.
cherche de moi. Trêve de bisous, de mots qui caressent les coups. Amour, amour. Monte à l'inverseur qui va porter mon bonheur. Amour, toujours. Amour, t'es là. Amour, je cherche ton chemin. Amour, c'est toi. Amour, je sais pas vraiment. Amour, pourquoi? Amour, pourquoi tu te caches de moi?
You're on the air. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm just calling in to say I love your show right now. I have been listening for more than one whole year, and I just cannot get enough of anything and everything. And can I just say that the trainees on this show are fantastic?
So if people couldn't tell, that is DJ Slips outside our studio. Being ridiculous, actually, is exactly what's happening. So, DJ Slips, I'm going to hang up on you and you're going to come back in the studio now. Okay, thanks, bye. So, thank you to all of our listeners to bearing with us as we get through some of our training. We have some fantastic trainees here, but that does mean there is a lot of training to be done. So, before we say goodbye, we're going to turn the music up for one more second, just get a little bit more training in, and then we will... See you in a minute. Oh, baby. Will you lay
before I go. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin.
And sadly, we have reached the end of our show. This is WMFO in Medford, Anything and Everything with DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King.
Well, that was Lay It On Me by Vance Joy. And now we're going to sign off with our typical ending. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to WMFO in Medford, Anything and Everything. I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And here are our trainees.
I'm Chrissy.
More excitement, come on.
Yes.
And I'm Evelyn.
Woo. I'm Jake.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Eliza.
Yes.
And we will see you all next week for another exciting week of training.
Yes, we will be learning so, so much.
And with that, have a good week, have a good day, and we will see you next time.